Because you have been sitting for so long, let me ask us all to rise together. Please stand as you are able. I wish there was one language we all spoke that was not English, but because that seems to be what we find the most commonality with, let us use English and let us together pray to our Savior the words He Himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You may be seated. As we get four pastors behind the same altar table, let me call your attention. We will be following the fairly common communion liturgy of the United Methodist Church. If you'd like to follow along, it's in your United Methodist hymnal, the blue book in front of you on page 7.
What we're trying to do... Are we live?
Thank you. What we're trying to do is have four pastors celebrate at one table, so we will be taking turns. So let us come to the Lord's table.
Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done our will. We have broken our law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were in sin. That proved God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
It is good and a joyful thing to give thanks to the Lord. Always and everywhere to give thanks to you. Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, you formed us in your image and breathed into us the bread of life. When we turn away and all our faith, your love remains steadfast. You deliver us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophet and also with your people on earth. And all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the unended hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant. by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of this, your mighty act in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And now the ushers will bring us forward, and we will have two stations. Again, you'll return, drop your cups, and then go by the side aisles. Come to the Lord's table.